for a lot of people, it was Filipino martial arts was a symbol of their fighting spirit, you know, and it was something that when I read about it, it's like, I mean, I find it sad that I don't have a lot of old stories. There's not a lot of old stories to read about it, but the stories I have, man, I'm like, wow, these stories are comparable to some of the stories I read about Japanese martial arts, about Chinese martial arts. I'm like, whoa, kidding, this is something to be proud of, you know? And, I mean, one of the things I've always wanted to do is, because, you know, something a lot of people didn't know about Filipino martial arts that is that, yeah, it does involve punching and kicking. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've always wanted to do, and if I, you know, hopefully I don't have to, I'm not in my twilight right now, but I'd love to be able to represent Filipino martial arts, you know, professionally in the ring. You know, like how Manny Pacquiao did Filipino, you know, I want to be able to say, go into like, you know, K1, that's like the big, you know, kickboxing, you know, I'd like to be able to go there and, win a title. I don't probably go for like the max title because I can never get heavy enough to go heavyweight. But they say, people would say, hey, you know, what's this unique style that you did here? I said, well, that's Filipino martial arts. You know, I mean, of course, I would probably mention African martial arts, capoeira, which is something I learned from my teacher, because that also, learning that also allowed me to honor my teacher as well. But I've always wanted to come into the ring and just show people what Filipino martial arts was all about.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have always seen, and I think to this day a lot of people still see Filipinos sometimes as being like